We start from the question.
Yes.
Okay, so the question first is about the breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Two questions about breathing. First yes. question is the is that now Chen Mu coming. The first question is about that. Mm-hmm. Where is the question? Why we are going to use the chest breathing instead of the belly breathing, and in the daily life, which one we should use?
Yes. Belly way of breathing is dangerous because it wakes the human dark desire.
首先，胸这个腹式呼吸啊，它很危险，它会唤起人们的一个黑暗的欲望欲求。
Ancient time, the how to say the consciousness was different. Then sometimes, for example,
他们的意识
意
识是不同的。
Like as a soldier,
人们比如说有一种意识，就是说
like,
你要美的、优美的死去。
For example,
是什么呢？比如说你是士兵的话呢，或者你是有着像这样的理念的人的话呢，你可能会选择以这样的方式优美的死去。但是
it's not beautiful anymore,
对现代人而言
so,
像这样的一种几乎算是自杀的死去
so, for example, such
不能算是美了
the consciousness became dark, such consciousness, such desire, such desire became dark today, you see?
像这样的欲望就是要优美的死去这样的欲望呢到今天就变成了一种黑暗的欲求
and belly breathing wakes
腹式呼吸它就会唤起我们这样的意识这种类型的意识所以我们是严格禁止用腹式呼吸的
daily life, in daily life also.
日常生活当中也不应该用腹式呼吸
yeah. And the chest breathing is healthy, harmonious,
胸式呼吸它更加健康它更和谐
And it is the best for the artistic, activity.
它是最适合于艺术活动的。
Yes. Next question.
Next question is when we are breathing in our language art activity, for example, storytelling or singing, so we breathe in from our nose or both from the nose and the mouth.
When we do the exercise.
Speech.
What did you say?
When we do the speech exercise and also the storytelling or singing.
Yes, both.
是同时吸的，两者都有，鼻子和嘴巴。但是你应该很自然的去做，就是很自然的吸气，既是从鼻子，也是从嘴巴吸气。
Next
question is the world of puppet theater. When we are telling the story,in such a vivid way, maybe the children will more pay attention to the storyteller instead of trying to look the puppet show. Then is it better the storyteller try to hide behind the scene where the children couldn't see them? For example, when we watch the shadow play, we also couldn't see this storyteller. So in the puppet show on the in the kindergarten, should the storyteller also hide behind?
This depends.
这个关于
This very depends.
讲故事的人是不是应该隐藏到偶戏
还是看见的地方 freedom of the art, you see?
这个其实要看情况，因为这个其实是一种艺术的自由。
For example, in Japan, we
举例来说吧，在日本，我们还有一种叫做一种传统的皮偶戏，它叫做文乐。
And the puppet is as big as human.
它那个藕啊，是像人一样大的，很大的那种。
And there is a puppet master and two assistants.
然后呢，它是由一个偶戏的大师，再加上他两个助手
moving this puppet
一块来进行的。
They are already very visible.
他们要一起动，所以他们是看得见的，观众看得见他们的。
But because their way of controlling the puppet is so perfectly developed and trained, that the people just don't pay attention to the puppet master.
他们经受的训练的方式
very visible, also sometimes very
让他们尽管是处在观众面前，因为平西大师穿的是非常鲜艳的衣服，穿的是黑色的，当然助手穿的是黑色的，两个助手穿的黑色的。
How to say?
Interrupt
anything.
Yeah, 它不会有任何干扰观众去看这个偶戏。
And then,besides, in the right side of the stage, from the audience side.
然后呢，他们是站在舞台的右边。
Maybe on the left side. Maybe.
左边。那左边。
Yeah, either right side or the left side.
不是左边就是右边，不太记得了。
Anyhow, there is one visible place to for the speaker to sit.
就是呢，它有一个让这个朗诵者来讲述的一个地方，看得见的。
And it is very obvious. So they were also very.
这个讲故事的人，他们也是穿的非常的鲜艳的服装。
Our traditional costume.
我们传统的服装。
And sit on tatami and things like this.
坐在榻榻米上。
Behind is chair.
在一个屏风背后。
Yeah. And they speak so vivid.
他们讲的非常的生动。
And some audience,
有一些观众
look at the puppet.
绝大多数的观众还是会看这个偶的。
But some audience enjoy more listening to the recitation than the puppet movement.
This
is also the freedom for the audience.
比起这个动作而言，他们更对于讲故事，或者是更愿意听这个故事更有兴趣。这个也是说作为观众的自由。
In Bali also, for example, in the shadow play, there is also sometimes shadow play, the speaker is visible.
他们也有我们能看得见这个讲故事的人的这样的皮影戏。
So such thing is, you know, artistic freedom.
所以这其实就是艺术的自由，其实。
So of course, the speaker can hide and speak.
当然，你作为讲故事人，你也可以藏起来。
Haven't you ever seen Yurusmi?
也可以这样，或者大家还有看过鹦鹉，对吧？
Yurusmi's speaker is visible on the right. This is also usually right side of the stage.
这个一般来说是在右边，舞台的右边。
And visible and speak very vivid.
看得见啊，王小丽关一下麦，我们能看得见那个讲述的人或演说的这个人，然后非常的生动，他的演说也是。
Artistic, you know,
如果这个
good trained everything, then
艺术或艺术家他是经受了很好的训练的。
This is an issue of the direction.
那么
we can do it. Shall we
这个其实是一种导演方面的问题，我们是不是应该把这个讲故事的人呈现出来或是不用。
There is no absolutely no.
并没有一个绝对的答案。
It's not like, you see,
因为艺术啊，它并不是某一种义务或一个严格的规则应该要怎么样。
Yeah. Oh, you send this one, huh?
Next one is about Green's fairy tale. What do you think of Green's fairy tale? Are you going to tell the children Green's fairy tale in the original story, or you are going to retell the Green's fairy tale?
Am I going to? Why you say am I going to?
Oh, sorry. It means, have you been telling the Grimm's fairy tale to the children?
Okay. Yeah, because if I'm going
Sorry. Have you been telling the Grimm's fairy tale to the
many
children?
Times?
老师一直都在给孩子们讲格林童话。
Yes.
So, what do you think of Grimm's fairy tale? You told in the original text, or you told in your own retelling way?
Mostly original.
绝大多数老师时候，老师讲格林童话的时候是讲原文。
You see, this is a brothers, Jakob Grimm and Wilhelm.
格林兄弟，他是雅各布·格林和威廉·格林。威廉·格林。
Wilhelm Grimm.
他的弟弟。威廉·格林。他是一个拥有更高的文学水平的人。
Very strict researcher, so to speak.
而哥哥呢，更多的算是一个非常严谨的研究者。
But the younger brother is like an artist.
弟弟呢，更像是一位艺术家。
So he is the one who retold.
所以，是由弟弟来进行
the folk tales.
民间故事的重述。
And he did it very beautiful way, very genius way.
弟弟他有一种非常优美、非常天才的方式去进行了这个重述。
Yeah, so the original story is actually very good.
所以这个原版故事其实是非常好的。
But now,
但是
if I look at the, for example, Chinese children today,
如果我来看现在的中国的孩子们的话。
Yeah.And maybe this is also the reason why you ask me such questions.
可能这也是为什么你会问我这个问题的原因。
The Grimm fairy tales, many of them are maybe a bit.
很多格林童话可能。
Yeah, too complicated structure.
结构上而言，有些太复杂了。如果是把它作为日常的滋养讲给孩子的听的话。
Yes.The contents and philosophy and the sounds and things is good, very good.
它的这个内容啊，哲学啊，声音啊，都是很好的。
But just this structure, you see.
但这个结构本身太复杂。
饒舌わかる？饒舌。
饒舌
よくしゃよく饒はすべよく滑る、舌は下ね、饒舌。
OK.
よく喋ってる。
OK.
So the text is 饒舌。
它的这个文本呢，可以说是，非常，有点长篇大论的感觉，
Yes. So that's why, in China, since I come to China like 2014.
所以呢，自从我2014年开始来中国以后
，I never chose Grimm fairy tales to tell to the Chinese children yet.
所以我从来给面对中国孩子的时候，从来没选过格林童话。
But still, for example, Snow White in original version.
但是
not the version what you know.
大家不是大家知道的那个版本，而是原版的。白雪公主的话
，But there is the one original version.
对，就是还有一个原版的中的原版白雪公主。
Also very long and complicated.
它非常长，而且非常复杂。
Yeah,
这个版本。
We can compare with this brocade story.
我们可以把它与一幅壮景，就是中国传统故事的一个一幅壮景来做对比。非常长，然后呢，非常。有非常好，但是有非完美的结构。
Yeah, this
这样的作品
，I often perform.
如果是白雪公主这个作品的话呢，我曾经常常在日本上演这个白雪公主。
Performed means
这个上演是什么意思呢？
not like a, you know, daily storytelling.
是以一种日常讲故事的方式讲给孩子们听的。
I set one special day for the children.
而是会为孩子们设置一个特别的日子。
Like artistic performance.
就像是艺术的演出一样。
Sometimes even on the stage.
有时候甚至还是在舞台上。
Yeah.I did even the Snow White tour from North.
我甚至
Hokkaido
还进行过一场白雪公主的巡演，从北边的北海道一直巡演到南边的冲绳。
Yeah, it took also a very long time to tell a whole thing.
而且讲完整个故事也花了很长的时间。
Yeah, maybe yeah, little bit less than 1 hour or something like this.
可能快到一个小时，不到一个小时的样子。
40 minutes maybe.
40分钟，45分钟。
Yes. So such a story is not like a daily nourishment, but it's
所以呢，这样的故事，它不是日常的滋养，而是一种特别的滋养。
Maybe children's birthday or school festival, whatever.
或者比如说在孩子的生日啊。学校的节庆啊，像这种时候
you know, like you can invite the professional storyteller.
然后我之前也说过了，大家可以选择邀请专业的讲故事的人，比如说夏威。
Yeah, then you set such, you know, festival atmosphere.
所以呢，大家可以去设定。节庆的这样的氛围。
Yeah, then that is very special present for the children.
然后呢，把这个故事当做一个特别的礼物送给孩子们。
Yes. Okay. Next.
Now there's one question that, because we couldn't find the Snow White, the good version in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the English good version of the Snow White?
I don't know if it's an English good one, but because do we have this only in Japanese? Yeah,
I have the Snow White, but I have one final detail to talk with you. Yeah, I have the Chinese translation already.
So we're going to have soon.
这个白雪公主已经有老师的中文译本。
Also through Din Din's Institute, we can.
Yeah, we can.
Yes, yes.
可能
We will discuss with Din Din when.
我们再和Din Din再沟通一下。如果是白雪公主的话
，Chinese version.
是不是什么时候可能给大家带来中文的
？Yes.
Yeah, now they also said, looking forward to this collection of your story.
Yes.
They are already started to reserve one from Ding Ding. Reservation.
Yeah, Snow White is the best fairy tales.
白雪公主她是
in human history.
人类历史当中最好的一篇童话。
Yeah. This is absolute...Outstandingly,
这一点可以说是绝对的
powerful,
优秀的、有力的、丰富的、
philosophical,
深层次的、
beautiful,
美的一个故事。
Okay, next.
Okay, the next question is about.From the Hui Hui, she said, although maybe she have some sensation about what story is good and what is not, but in the reality, she still couldn't judge is this story good or not.、
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first question from her. How can、mm-hmm. she judge what story is good and what、
yeah.
is not?
After you run by heart, 100 fairy tales.
等到你背下来，或者是能够
any of these 100 stories,
随时讲出这一百个故事的时候，在你的故事储存当中有这么一百个故事的时候，你就能够判断一个故事是不是优秀的故事了。
This is only way.
这只是唯一一个方式让你能够判断的。
So if there is any kind of the, you know, like a famous researcher of the fairy tale, something like that, they
come up with that. 任何一个研究者啊，或是说什么人，他们都是没办法判断什么故事是好故事的。
Only experienced storyteller can.
只有有经验的讲故事的人，他们能够判断。那这个有经验的讲故事的人，就是在他的故事储存当中有这么一百个故事的人。
Doesn't matter. Like a traditional story.
这个故事呢，它可以是传统故事，
foreign fairy tales,
也可以是外国的故事，
or your own made story, or your friend's made story.
或是你自己的故事，你朋友写的故事，什么样的故事都可以。
Yeah. You start.
嗯，你先开始，背故事。So she have a second question.
Mm-hmm.
Second question is, could you try to share with us some good archetype in your story or in some classic stories, fairy tales?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, representative archetypes.
Yeah, moment, there's a related question.
Yeah, okay, now. This question, last one, right?
Yes.
So can we recite, can we learn by heart the story? We have a real, real connection, maybe. Real, we have a connection with.
Yeah, this is free. This is your choice.
当然你优先背哪个都是可以的，都是你自己的选择。
There's no order which you can.
并没有说你应该按什么顺序去背。
Yeah.So go back to the Huihui.
好，我们回到这个Huihui。Could you share with us some representative archetype in your story or in the classic fairy tales?
You see, why I don't do this in this course?
为什么我们在这个课上没有去和大家分享这个原型呢？
Because this sometimes disturb.
因为
storytelling or story creation.
这一点它有的时候会对我们讲故事，我们创作故事产生以干扰。
We already discussed about it between Dinding and Qingyan and me.
之前啊，我还跟丁丁还有青瑶，我们讨论的时候就已经谈过这一点了。
Yeah, so that maybe we might in the future.
所以呢？
Giving some lecture about
在未来可能会讲一点，比如说关于白雪公主这个故事。
Maybe if Snow White, you wouldn't tell this
story
so often anyhow. 如果是
白雪公主这个故事的话呢，因为你反正不会很频繁的讲它嘛。那也就是说，那就不会干扰你作为讲故事这个活动。
But one.For example, now for example, doing journey cake now.
我们现在比如说玉米饼要讲今天要讲玉米饼的故事。
Many of you are telling this story to the children in the kindergarten at home.
玉米饼这个故事呢，很多人听说都在幼儿园、在学校给孩子讲玉米饼的故事。
But if you go too much in that, you know, such thinking way,
一旦你进入到过多的思考的方向去了，尽管它是很好，很具有哲学性的思考，但它呢，有的时候还是会干扰到你的讲故事。
After you get so used to, telling this story, yes,
等到你真的很习惯了，去讲这个故事，在孩子面前讲了一百遍、两百遍玉米饼的故事了，那么你再去学习关于这个原型，那它就不会再干扰你讲故事了。
Today's learning is most serious problem is we usually do the other way around.
今天学习最大的问题就在于我们常常是反过来做这件事情的。
We learn theoretical things first and then
我们先
the practical.
学习这理论，然后再去实践。但其实我们应该反过来，我们先去实践，然后再去学习理论的部分。
So that's why when I received some intellectual questions, is
就是为什么当我们收到一些来自于新学员的质性的问题的时候，因为他们还不太习惯，应该怎么去学习？大家也会注意到哈。如果是这种情况下呢，我一般来说，并不会回答他，或者是说，有的时候甚至直接忽略，或者有的时候会告诉他们啊，你别想了，你直接去做吧，会这样告诉他们。
Yes. Next.
The next question is from this 72 about mythology.
Mm-hmm.
Is mythology the consciousness from the human race in the childhood, such innocent, naive?The dreaming consciousness.
Huh?
Is the mythology actually shows the human being when the human being was still in the childhood, which means that beginning of the human culture development, when the human was still
what?
In the naive dreaming consciousness.
I don't know whoever asked this question.
Ask this question.
Such way of intellectual,
像这样的一种智性的思考和理解的方式，它是真的会影响干扰你的艺术技能和艺术训练的。
Try not to use ever.
请尝试不要用
the word
一些
词 which you don't understand.
你自己都还没能够理解的词。你不太了解的词
which you borrowed from somebody,
或者说你从谁那里或从哪里借用的词。
Okay, next.
So next one, we come back to the big group. Now Daya have the question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of our traditional folk tale?Folk story. Is it that most of our traditional folk story we still need to go through the retelling procedure and then tell to our children?
The White Snake Legend is also one of the best fairy tales in the human history. Not the best,
白蛇传
one of the best.
它虽然不是最优秀的一个故事，但可以算是最优秀的故事之一，在人类历史当中。
But this story has so many.
但是呢，这个故事
，so how do you call the versions?
它版本实在是太多了，而且呢，绝大多数的版本也是变得非常的智性了。
With many names and complicated
processes, 它里面有很多很多的名字啊，整个过程非常复杂呀，而且非常有着非常多愁善感的结局啊。
Yeah, and I chose the best version, and I also retold.
我个人是选了最好的一个版本，然后去进行了重复。这个大家也会。Yes, yes, 应该也能在之后出版的故事集当中看到这个版本。
Yes. And this, yeah, and I have two more. I think I retold no three more. Yes.
然后我应该还有三个。
Drumming grandfather.
That one not yet finished.
Finish means.
Means you started, I remember, the Japanese, but you told me this version not yet finished.
It is actually finished, but in connected with other story, you see.
Okay.
It didn't finish means whole structure with other stories.
Okay.
You know, if we whole one book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, this is a grandfather's drumming.
Yes, story, yes, already started. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. 还有那个打鼓的爷爷的故事。Okay.
Yes. So mm-hmm. I did this one already, mm-hmm. and Dragon Gate.
然后龙门的故事，还有一个是大巨人年的故事。
And Nyan Nyan story and the White Snake Legend. Even we have also the Shadow.
白蛇传还加上这个大巨人年的故事，甚至还有皮影戏的版本。
Yeah. And now,
现在呢？
Through our, this course study,
在我们这个课程当中
，Yes, we have more.
还有更多的
White Feather stories.
还有白羽飞衣的故事，老师重述的版本。还有黑牛的故事，老师重述的版本。还有一幅壮景的故事，老师重述的版本。海力布老师的版本。
Yeah, I already, me and also.Some of
the, 我还有很多
our students and friends,
我们的学员们朋友们
already the good retelling.
已经有进行了很好的一些传统故事的重述。
You can reach.
那这个如果
in a Dingding Institute, Institute would be very important.
在丁丁他，在丁丁这个机构啊，在未来将会变得非常的重要啊。这样看来
，It's a privilege, huh?
真的是一个
OK good next
next one is a comment that the green fairy tale the character in the green fairy
tale next one
okay and now that's the question until now
okay then yeahmaybe I tell the journey cake first.
好，那我们先讲一下玉米饼的故事。
We have two journey cakes today.
今天有两个玉米饼的故事。
Yes. Yeah. So I tell first journey cake. This
好，
is a
先讲玉米饼的故事。这是原版。
By Jacobs.
雅各布斯的版本。
Yeah. Pay attention.The difference between
大家注意一下，这不同角色他们的不同。
And Dindin, should I say in between that I in the comment or I just go through? You know,
Dindin, 你之前说要怎么讲呢？要不要中间也讲说啊？我现在讲的时候是这样的，就像之前解说一样，还是不需要，就直接讲就
不需要，不需要解说。
She said, just to tell, go through the story.
Okay, good. Because she has also this recording, right? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
因为你之前已经有这个录音了，是吧？
对。
Yeah.
Okay, then. Moment.
好，那等一下。
Moment. I prepare.
老师准备一下，
One minute.
一分钟。三十秒。